In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You are advised that any view expressed by the host or their guest are not necessarily the views of the owners or management of TogiNet Radio, Togi Entertainment, or the Owners Group, Inc.
Believe in your fairy tale to make your zing come true. Debbie Glickman and Deanna Cohen know it, and this is the show. They're here to help entrepreneurs showcase their products and to tell their story of their happily ever after. And they're also here to interview people who have realized their own fairy tale in doing something to benefit others. The show is here to help you get an idea off the ground, as well as inspire you to make the world a better place by doing something extraordinary or out of the box to help others. So let's get busy making the magic happen with the Soul Sisters. It's time for Believe in Your Fairy Tale to make your zing come true. And now, here are your hosts, Debbie Glickman and Deanna Cohen.
Welcome, welcome.
Oh my God, it's Tuesday again.
Who are you?
Deanna Cohen from thenextbigzing.com. And who are you?
Debbie Glickman from Fairy Tale Wishes, Inc.
I know.
You had a big week last week, girlie.
Oh my gosh, can you believe it?
Deanna had our launch party of her new website, thenextbigzing.com. Everybody go check it out. It's beautiful. It is. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to go shopping.
I know.
My husband told me I'm on a budget, but I cannot wait to go shopping.
You know what? It truly has some amazing, great products like Fairy Tale Wishes.
Yes.
Aromatherapy sprays.
Yes. You had a raffle and I won at the Baby Quasar, one of our first guests on our show.
I know.
I'm so excited to try it out.
It's a cool thing.
It's
Baby Quasar is
cool.
At-home light therapy.
For wrinkles.
Yeah.
I'm all over it.
Well, let's do a before and after shot of you.
Oh, God. Well, I don't have that many wrinkles
yet.
No,
you actually don't. You're pretty good.
But you raised $1,400 for ovarian cancer research.
Yes, we did.
For our friend Karen Rosenzweig's Sisters Fund.
Yes. It was, you know what? As you know, and what our show today and always on Tuesday is about is, you know, people who give back and why it's so important. And as much as I'm paying it forward with all my clients on thenextbigzing.com, it's also about giving back to charities, and this particular cause is so important to us women. And you know what? We all have to pay attention to our bodies. And
right.
That's what Karen's message was that night. Like, you really need, if you have bloating, if you have irritable bowel, I mean, as much as we all do that, if it persists, you need to go to your doctor and insist on these tests.
Right. Specifically the blood test, the CA125.
Right.
And then the ultrasound,
I did
right?
the ultrasound.
Right.
My doctor wasn't so big on the blood test because there are false positives. But, you know, as long as she coded it properly for my stomach upset,
right.
That's when I went in. You know, don't tell the people over at Glenbrook North Hospital.
Right, right. It is very important.
It was, and it was such a relief knowing that anytime my stomach was upset, and even when I pushed down sometimes, I
Well, you know, I have Crohn's disease.
I know.
Which is it's a digestive, chronic digestive disorder, and the symptoms are very similar to that of ovarian cancer.
Right.
They can be. And so I always insist on that test. It's very important, and it's very important that this research that the Road to Recovery research is being used to fund that.
And for more awareness, I think.
Right.
You know.
And go to thatsallgreetings.com and buy your That's All Greetings cards, because that
right.
money goes towards the Road to Recovery
right.
ovarian research.
And you know what? Actually, that's an interesting segue to our first guest, because she's all about healthy eating.
Well, she's all about healthy.
Yeah.
Period. She's a really, really cool chica. I had a very brief conversation, but you know I don't like to talk to our guests too much
right.
before our show. But she's a healthy and green lifestyle expert.
How cool is that?
Which is, man, I'll tell you, talk about getting right on topic.
Right.
Because we are all trying to live healthier and greener lives.
Yeah.
And she has a blog. It's called thegreenmom.blogspot.com. And she also has an online women's magazine called forherinformation.com. And she's beautiful, by the way, because go on her website. She's
I know.
Absolutely
she's,
beautiful. She's a Chi-Town gal.
Which we like.
Which we love. And she's working on a book, which we
like,
are
where,
so...
Where,
I know.
When
I
does
mean,
she have
we
time?
Think,
we
think we're busy.
Out. Right.
But she's working on a book. And it's called Real Moms Love to Eat.
How?
Now, I
so
am a
true.
Real mom.
And we love to
eat. We love to eat. This is like right up our alley.
So Beth, how are you? Welcome.
Hi. I love listening to you guys talk. I feel like I'm spying on you at lunch.
I know. Well, we just had lunch because we do that every Tuesday.
But I think you'd be proud of what we ate.
Yeah, we were very green and we were very healthy, but I'm sure you're going to, you know, get right on us. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I love being on shows like this that are by women, for women, about women, supporting women, because ideally I started my media company over 7 years ago when I was just had my third son, Logan, and I was nursing him, and I kept having a reoccurring vision. You know when you're half asleep in the chair and your head bobs and wakes you up?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That feeling, and I kept having these visions of, like, I need to do something to wake people up. Wake them up, shake them up, bring them to their consciousness. So I eventually just started developing the different ideas that developed into my TV series and then my magazine, which then we shifted it to online to be more green. And it just grew. You know, it's like this, you know, it's like the mold in the cheese.
Be careful for what you wish for, right?
Yeah. So so it's been exciting, but it's so funny. So many of my friends are like, oh my goodness, you know, you don't want to know what I ate for lunch. I'm like, no, I really do, because I love to eat and I love food. I just have learned through trial and error and by studying at the Integrative Nutrition School in New York that there is no bad food. You just have to know how to deal with it and how it treats your body. And earlier talking about the Crohn's disease thing, I think it's very important and it's wise that you've done research on it and understand how your body reacts. And that's the big thing is women just have to know that food is our friend and that we want to embrace it, but make sure that it loves us back the same way. Otherwise, we make different choices. Just like you wouldn't be dating a bad guy, you know, a guy that's
right.
abusive, you get rid of him.
You know, it's funny because speaking of, you know, when you have a certain disease that gives you symptoms a certain way when you eat certain foods, you know, my body kind of talks to me that way because when I'm having a flare, which is usually either seasonal or stress related, mm-hmm. I can't eat any kind of vegetable or mm-hmm. roughage or anything that is
hurts.
Really good for you. It hurts. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's so hard because I do love to eat vegetables and salads and things that are good for you. But, mm-hmm. you know, my body doesn't crave them when my system is telling me not to eat them, which is really strange how you learn to listen to your body.
Yes, and it's very powerful that you've learned to listen to your intuition. A lot of people don't, and that's awesome. And, you know, there's many ways to treat it, you know, from drugs to nutritional supplements to surgery to a combination of things. But really, they're finding out that it's really to control your inflammation and to correct nutritional
right.
deficiencies. So, and to relieve your symptoms, you know, like the pain and whatever comes with that, your symptoms.
Right.
And I think that there are ways to work around it and perhaps include different ways to get your vitamins and things in, or nutrition through vegetables, you know, perhaps smoothies, like a green smoothie. Maybe if you were to make a smoothie and throw in three pieces of greens, like three pieces of lettuce or a couple, like a green bean even, or a piece of broccoli, and blend the heck out of it with some blueberries or whatever, and coconut water, maybe some apple juice, you probably wouldn't even feel the pain because it's not going to be as roughage. It's going to be more liquefied.
Right.
That's interesting
that's
say that,
idea.
Beth, because my cousin has Crohn's, and she juices.
Mm-hmm.
They're,
real
like,
good.
Really big in juicing.
Yeah, and that's really great because what happens is you get those micronutrients zap, pow, right into your system. But keeping in mind, when you get rid of the roughage, which if you blend it in, say, for example, a Vitamix, that's my big thing I tell everyone. Everyone needs a Vitamix.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vitamix is great because it'll blend it and liquefy it, but it doesn't remove the important fiber. But it'll break it down to very small microscopic size so that your system can accept it without worrying about the inflammation problem, you know, because you've got the inflammation, so anything roughage is going to really hurt.
Right,
so
right.
So it's a thought. You know, that's something to think about. There's powdered greens out there, and it's hard at first to say, oh, my God, I can't drink greens. Well, I have a green smoothie video clip that I just put on my brand new website that launched today, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Real Moms Love to Eat.
That's it. I'm so excited that we're promoting it today and it just launched today.
Thank you. Well, today was the official day. It was really live. So we've been working out for a few weeks, but and of course months in the making to come up with the book concept. And so, but like working with a big publisher, you have to, you know, wait your turn. So you pay the price. If you want to be with a very sought after publisher, you just wait your turn and you do things in order. And so we've got a very wonderful plan for the next year, year and a quarter or so while we complete the book and work on fun, cool, oh, just the most amazing connections with brands and different social media and things that we're going to be doing. It's going to be some really fun things. So we're inviting everyone to get involved with our newsletter so that if they're on our newsletter, they'll know about everything. We'll let you know every week what's going
on. We're signing up for that right after we get off the air today. I am signing up for that newsletter.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's great because, for example, we're doing one of the first live events with Twitter Moms online. We're going to Skype with Tyler Florence from the Food Network is going to be Skyped into my. I know he's going to be Skyped into my kitchen while we have a big Twitter Moms party at my house to work with some stuff with Wishbone with their brand. So
we may
that's
have to
really
come down for that, Beth.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely! By all means, I think the date that we've got set, I believe, is June 7th, from like 3 to 7, or I believe. So by all means, if you want to, you know, pop on in.
You know,
it's open to anyone.
Megan Calhoun is a girl that I went to high school with, but I didn't know her. A friend of mine connected, but we went to high school at the same time.
She's awesome. I mean, she's a darling, amazing girl. I mean, she's got some really great concepts and very, you know what I love about all these new mom brands? I mean, there's so many amazing mom websites, you know, from Hot Moms Club, which I originally worked with, and Mother's Click and Eco Mom and Lifestyle Mom, and it's, you know, it's endless, really, all the different websites and how, and your website, you know, you just talked about your launch. We should talk about that, too, because I'd love to, you know, have people hear about that and how we're just supporting each other, and there's really not this crazy, like, quote-unquote competition or whatever share with each other. It's really awesome. It's profound. And
we talk about that all the time, about how this whole journey about, for both of us, has been the women that we have met along the way. It has been the greatest,
it really has.
The greatest ride of my life.
Mine too.
I know, really, I feel so lucky to be of the female persuasion.
I know, and it's nothing against the guys. Right. It's just that this is our duty to really get the word about
help others,
others.
Yeah.
Really,
and I think, go ahead, Terry.
We're gonna have to go to a break in a second, but when we come back, I would love to talk to you about you know, some of the ways that we can eat healthy and still eat what we love.
I'd love it.
All right, Beth, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Happily ever after? Can it happen to you? Yes. We'll be right back with more Believe in Your Fairy Tale to make your zing come true. Right after these. Girlfriended is on TogiNet. Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, with your hosts Patty Wyatt and Lisa Jernigan. This show is your chance to share, learn, laugh, and connect with other women. The Girlfriended principle was born out of loss.
Lisa had recently had her mother pass away from cancer, and my mom was murdered. A man just walking into a room and started a 23-second shooting spree.
I think one of the things we both realized going through those tragedies that you can be extremely okay and be extremely sad.
Check out Girlfriended.com. And then be a part of Girlfriended, the radio show, Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central.
You know, your boyfriend or your husband or whatever, they don't totally understand that emotional side to a woman like another woman does. And I think that's so important just to have somebody that you go, she gets me.
Check out the website, girlfriended.com. Don't miss Girlfriended with Patty Wyatt and Lisa Jernigan, Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central on toginet.com. What's your story? Are you living it? Well, you could be. It's What's Your Story with Hillary Bilbrey. Friday mornings at 10 Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on toginet.com. Her passion is helping others discover, create, and live their personal brands. Yep, you heard me. You have a brand. No different than Coke, Pepsi, or Nike. You are a walking, talking, living, breathing brand. You're not a logo. You're not a tagline. The choices you make become the path you take. This is your brand. Now, live your story. Your brand is not just what you say it is. It's also what others say it is. So what are you communicating? And how can you create an authentic brand? We'll take on these challenges with What's Your Story? Every week, Hillary will feature teens, moms, and organizations that are learning and living their story. Now, her passion is to help others discover, create, and live their personal brands. To find out more, go to inspiredbyfamily.com. It's What's Your Story with Hillary Bilbrey. Friday mornings at 10 Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on toginet.com.
Do you believe in magic?
Welcome back to Believe in Your Fairy Tale to make your zing come true. Showing you how to make your own fairy tale come true or how to make the fairy tales of others come true. Now back to your host, Debbie Glickman and Deanna Cohen.
Welcome back.
This goes way too fast.
Always every week it does. We've got Beth Aldrich on the air today with us. She's a healthy and green lifestyle mompreneur extraordinaire.
Oh,
writing a book. She's got
a website.
She's got a website that just launched today, realmomslovetoeat.com, right up my alley.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to get her. How many times a week are you going to post on that newsletter?
Well, you know what? It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday is when we'll upload new information, but I may not be crazy and inundate people three times a week with a newsletter. So we may just, you know, rotate, like on a Monday you'll get it or a Friday for here's the week's post. To encourage people that they can go on the site, kind of like a blog, and, you know, refer to the different days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
Because there's another website out there that, and a book, that couple books, that she, another gal has, that it's a 5 days a week newsletter, and I get it. It gets to be a little much.
Too much.
I agree.
So we'll see. We'll gauge it, and I may even ask the newsletter community, hey, what do you like?
Hey, I'll newsletter survey. You if you newsletter me.
Absolutely. Totally send me stuff. I'm going to be looking for content and to support other women and their their websites and newsletters. So we'll say this is donated, you know, this recipe is from this person, and here's her website, and please check it out. And by the way, here's her favorite s'mores recipe or whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's all about women eating.
So, I want to know, like, what are some, first of all, have you ever had a weight problem in your life or always had this under control?
No. I'm proud owner of Cellulite, and I'm very proud of it.
Oh, me too.
And I researched the heck out of it. I'm small. I'm as small as I've ever, I was smaller than I am now than I was in high school.
And
it's because I'm eating smarter. But there's certain things when your skin, when you age and different things happen with your skin's thickness and elasticity, fat shows through. Even on a slim person, you'll still see cellulite or fat.
Right.
And there's really not a lot you can do unless, of course, you surgically probably remove it. But I've heard it comes back sometimes. So why go through all that pain and suffering? And I think if you eat super clean, like you're a bodybuilder and you have a big event and you want to do that maybe for a short while, but I don't think it's realistic, and it's not Real Moms realistic. You know, we're going to have a thing on our website called Real Moms Approved. And so we want to connect with brands that are real for real moms. And so I've always had to watch what I eat, and I'll eat very, very clean. And then like this past weekend, I was in Indiana. We have a summer home in Michigan City. And I had popcorn at the movie two nights in a row. I had, like, ice cream. I had so many things. So, of course, Monday and Tuesday, I'm doing green smoothies and salmon, you know, and then, like, a hard-boiled egg and some cottage cheese, because I really am a fan of protein. I'm friends with Dr. Barry Sears, and I really advocate what he talks about is the zone where, you know, you balance out the protein, carbs, and healthy fats. And it works for me. However, every body type is different. You have to, like a science lab, experiment with what works for you. But I don't like to talk about what you can't eat. I really like to focus on the hundreds and hundreds of delicious foods that you can eat, because there's energizing foods, there are energy-depleting foods, and there's energizing foods. And I think the bottom line is we have to focus on the foods that are healthy and make us feel great, you know?
Okay. So let's say now I happen to be, you know, 3 weeks out of the month, a huge, huge, huge chocoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I love the taste of chocolate.
Yeah.
And I really need to have a little bit every day.
Good for you, because that's in my book. That's one
of
the prescriptions.
Is it? Really?
It's one of the daily prescriptions, is it have like an ounce of chocolate every day. Now that's the size of what? A 50-cent piece or a quarter or something?
Right.
So.
But your suggestion.
I think that's my problem, is that I can't stop at that. So you know, you talk about what are some of the causes of cravings and emotional eating. And, you know, when I'm having a big old, good old argument with my husband, I go right for the chocolate. I don't know what it is, but I do.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better. So, I mean, you know, women, we as women, I think, we don't just eat because we're hungry, as you know, we eat for emotional reasons. Mm-hmm. And so how is it that we can control that, or what kinds of tips can you give to those of us who are emotional eaters that we can still have like our little piece of chocolate? And then I always watch people who are really thin, like naturally thin, and how they eat. I have a sister-in-law, she's married to my brother. She's just the cutest little thing. I mean, she's, you know, naturally thin, but she works. She eats like a bird. You know, she can have three bites of something and put it down. And I have such an admiration for it. I'm mm-hmm. like, how do you do that? And you don't clear your plate? Because I'm part of the clear your plate club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's a great club to be in. And if you have a small plate, but,
right.
you know,
which I do. I mean, I put it on the salad plate. I mean, I do yeah. all of those things, but you know, sometimes I go for the second salad plate.
Well, let's look at this. Okay. So most people believe that cravings are a problem or they represent weakness, right?
Right.
It's not always the case. I mean, a lot of times people forget just how amazing our body is, right? It knows to get up. It knows to sleep. It knows to maintain its body temperature, to use the bathroom when you need to, close the eye, you know, all that stuff. Your
right.
body just knows it. It's a miracle. And your heart never misses a beat. But really, your body is like a supercomputer, and cravings aren't really a weakness. It's more like messages that your body's giving you to assist you in maintaining your balance. So if you are craving, let's say, chocolate, then we have to deconstruct that craving and say, what is it that's in the chocolate? What does the chocolate represent? Healthy fat, okay? Salt, mm-hmm. fat, and sugar are three of my closest friends. And we go to dinner all the time. And so you have to say, okay, what are in those things? And then you have to look at, this is simple, but not everyone does this. You need to journal for a couple of days. If you notice you're overeating or feeling like yourself eating more than you want to, journal when you're eating and what you're eating. And then look back at it and say, okay, in the morning, what did you have? You know, X, Y, and Z. Maybe you need some more fat, like a hard-boiled egg or even some olive oil. I mean, I even steam vegetables in the morning, throw some healthy 369 omega oils on it, and eat it with my egg. You know, and I make it really quick. I just have the pan out, the bowl out. All I do is grab the eggs, crack, crack, boom, boom, boom. While I'm making lunches, I pop that in and just stir it. You can do it. You just have to practice it on a weekend, you know,
right.
getting your timing. It can be done if you prepare the night before. Anyhow, and so you want to look at what you're eating throughout the day and say, huh, you know, I may not be getting enough earlier in the day, because a lot of times when I overeat and grab crummy food, it's because I didn't eat a big enough or healthy enough breakfast, or fulfilling, that's the word, fulfillment, in breakfast and early midday snacks, because you should be eating every 3 hours. At least, you know,
right,
two and a half,
right.
3 hours. And that's the size of your palm, you know, one or two palms worth of food. So a piece of salmon and some small salad, you know, whatever. And that's what I do. So then you look at, okay, so now we've learned through the holistic nutrition, there's really, in their opinion, 8 primary causes of craving. So I'll just kind of tell, you know, we'll go through them, and then you can think about if this fits in your equation. Dehydration is number one. A lot of times the body won't tell you you're thirsty until you're already on the verge of dehydration. So it appears as mild hunger. So what you want to first do is drink a nice 8-ounce glass of room temperature to a little bit cold water. When it's super, super cold, your body's like, blah, you know. I just don't think it's that great to have it super cold. So just kind of room temperature, you know, when you're hot maybe. So that's a huge thing. Another one that people, this is a really debatable thing, but it's in the holistic model, it's really a big piece, is lack of life fulfillment. A lot of times when I'm dissatisfied with a relationship, or I'm just not working out enough, or I'm just upset by something, or I'm stressed or bored, I'll eat something. When in reality, I'm not really hungry. It's like a substitute for something else. And it's so, like, cliche, you know, a date with Ben and Jerry because you don't have a date or whatever. But it's true. I mean, when I'm busy and having fun and I feel really energized because I'm, like, in the zone and I'm writing and I'm just, like, where I'm supposed to be in my life, food isn't as much of a priority. I make it a priority because I love food and I want it to be a part of my life, but I am very thoughtful. And I knew yesterday when I was at the store, I bought some cold salmon that was already prepared, and I put it in the fridge for today because I knew we'd have our interview and I wouldn't have time to cook or whatever. So I plan ahead, and if you love your food and it loves you back, you'll give it time and thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then,
that's so true, isn't it? I mean, it makes all the difference in the world when you think about what you're eating, and then you're satisfied
right.
when you make something that is not only good for you, but that
And we like to cook, you and I.
Yeah,
we
and,
do.
And, you know, we're all busy. Let's face it, we're all busy. So my motto is cook once, eat two or three times. So cook enough of something so that you can have it the next day for lunch. Or, mm-hmm. like, again, salmon. I love a little piece of salmon for breakfast after I've ate it the night before. I love it because it's so amazing for your skin. I mean, my skin, I have to say I'm really blessed, but I also think I take care of my skin by eating a lot of greens and salmon and get the omega-3s in. And I
right.
think it really shows. So that's something, you know.
You know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I use flaxseed oil and smoothies every morning. And I just was curious, you know, I use the vegetable base. I guess it's vegetable base.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fish base, right? There's two different kinds of
There's
flax.
There's a bunch of different ones. There's flax. I like the flax oil. There's, you know, Udo's, U-D-O apostrophe S. Udo's is a really great brand. But there's a ton of really good brands. I would go to Whole Foods and get the ones that are in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah, or any healthy store, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Whole Foods.
our producer's actually asking, what is flax anyway? So, Beth, what is flax?
Well, flax is like, it's funny you ask that because we, that's really funny because I just had a, in my, this week on my Real Moms Love to Eat website, we talk about, you know, we have a question each week and, you know, wine, like W-H-I-N-E, like wine and dine on
yeah.
Wednesday. And we talk about flax in this, from last week's newsletter. And basically, it's the little tiny seeds, like they grow, it's like wheat almost, you know, they grow in the ground and they almost look like sesame seeds. They're kind
right,
of brown,
right.
like the ones that are on hamburger buns, you know, but they're very inexpensive. And what I do is I grind them up in a designated mini coffee grinder. So I use that only for flax or sunflower seeds grinding. I don't ever put coffee in it. But you can also chew them up. Like my friend adds hot water to hers and lets them soak for a little bit and then put cinnamon on them and eat them for like oatmeal.
Wow.
But you grind them up and throw a big scoop of them in your smoothie or put them in on salads or in oatmeal or in meatloaf or all different things like that because it's got the omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acid, which as it goes through the digestive tract in the human body, it really breaks down cholesterol and deposits. And it gives it like a thin barrier to prevent the reformation of that. So it's a really crucial thing and for brain and concentration. So, but it's like a little, it's harvested like a little, you know, seed. So it's kind of cool. It's easy and they're really inexpensive, which is great. Because people are like, oh, it's expensive to eat healthy. I'm like, no, not really.
Right. So. All right. So Beth, here's the deal because we have to go. We have
okay.
to go to the next guest, but will you come on again?
We need
oh, anytime.
Hour.
All right. So we're having you in July on
okay.
again. I'll email you after and we'll put another date on the calendar and get you back on.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much, Beth.
Thanks.
Visit Real Moms Love to Eat.
Go today. Sign up for the newsletter. Thanks again, Beth.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
Happily ever after? Can it happen to you? Yes. We'll be right back with more Believe in Your Fairy Tale to make your zing come true. Right after these. Join Learning and Laughter with Louise every Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 8 a.m. Central on TogiNet to discuss fun, fascinating, and educational topics. Each week, Louise will be talking with a variety of guests ranging from authors, educators, parents, filmmakers, athletes, and entrepreneurs, just to name a few. You know, when it comes to learning, the sky is the limit. And so will the topics that are covered here on Learning and Laughter with Louise. Louise Sattler is a school psychologist who has worked within the fields of special education and bilingual education. She also owns a successful company, Signing Families, that creates DVDs and special workshops to teach sign language and instructional products for people of all ages and needs. With new DVDs coming out soon, check her website for more information at signingfamilies.com. From time to time, Louise will be joined by her daughter, Natasha Sattler, who will give a college-age perspective to the show. So pour that morning cup of coffee and join us here on TogiNet every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. You never know who will show up for Learning and Laughter with Louise on TogiNet.com. Our children's education is under threat from budget cuts. Music and art classes, bus routes, sports, extracurricular activities, books, foreign language programs, and even crossing guards are on the cutting block. And the teacher layoffs could mean perhaps as many as 35 or 40 students per classroom. Fortunately, the Education Jobs Fund Amendment has been added to the pending jobs bill in Congress. The Education Jobs Fund will help schools avoid such drastic cuts. Take action now, because next week may be too late. Visit educationvotes.nea.org and email your congressional representative. Tell them to pass the Education Jobs Fund. Go to educationvotes.nea.org. That's educationvotes.nea.org. Get involved in the future of our children's education. Go online to educationvotes.nea.org and tell your congressional representative to pass the Education Jobs Fund. Welcome back to Believe in Your Fairy Tale to Make Your Zing Come True. Showing you how to make your own fairy tale come true or how to make the fairy tales of others come true. Now back to your host, Debbie Glickman and Deanna Cohen.
We are back. Oh my God. I swear. This way it takes way too quick. It's so quick.
You know, we have to have Beth on. You know, okay. It's like one of those things when you meet people like Beth Aldrich and Meredith Sinclair and Karen Rosenzweig and, you know, all of the you know, there's and so many more that we've talked to who are really living their fairy tale.
Absolutely.
And they're helping other women and they're helping, you know, they're helping the world be a better place.
They really are.
This is what I feel lucky for.
I do too.
That we have all these phenomenal women in our life and that we've met them through the show.
We need like a pajama party. I think
I know. We could do like a virtual pajama party.
Well, I think even like a real one, like get a hotel to like help us sponsor a big pajama party.
Stacey Cannenberg, get on that, will you please?
I'm serious. I think
she's the head of her insights, our network, and we love her. And
I think it would be.
She's
such
been
a
talking
blast.
About trying to get some resort to sponsor our retreat for all of us to get together.
Can I tell you, we as women need that
right.
to network and to really build bridges.
Well, it's made all of our lives much, much better for so many reasons.
I know.
By the way, like Jill Hickey, I just have to put this in.
Please do.
Jill Hickey, who is, she's vying for an Oprah Not-So-Sacra Mom spot. So everybody go vote for Jill because we love Jill Hickey. But with the big but is while you're voting for Jill Hickey, you got to vote for Deanna and myself and Karen Rosenzweig because we want to do a mompreneur, totally different than what Jill wants to do.
Yeah, what does Jill want to do?
She wants to do like a not so sacra mom, like variety show.
Okay,
so everybody vote for her. But we made a video when Karen was in town last week.
It was
the funniest thing.
By far.
So at least we think it's funny. We don't know if anybody at Harpo will think it's funny, but go on to Oprah's website. We think it's posted and vote for
the Mompreneur
Show. Yep. Mompreneur Show. We want it to be inspiring. We really would like to bring our radio show to life.
We do.
While keeping our radio show, of course, because we love how we get started.
We do.
We're not giving that up. So
that leads us to why we're a mompreneur, but also here's another woman entrepreneur. I don't know. Peg, are you a mom? Hi, are you there, Peg?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you a mom also?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so once again, another mompreneur who has created, with her partner, actually, her partner created it first, called Tega Aprons. They're Hostess Aprons like you have never seen before.
They are so cute. You could wear them out on a Saturday night.
You know what? With a cute white shirt and a pair of jeans, it would be like a nice accent. Anybody needs to go through the nextbigzing.com to go and take a look
at it. For sure. It's a great hostess gift, too.
Oh, my God. So, Peg, let's talk. I mean, come on, the story behind the story. Tell us how Debbie came up with this idea.
Sure. She was looking for something to do. She works full-time at a different company, and she, you know, was always into fashion and always wanted to create something. And she was at her girlfriend's kitchen, and her girlfriend had just built this beautiful new home. And Debbie thought, you know what, we need to get you a beautiful apron for your new kitchen. And Debbie started looking and couldn't find anything that she thought was up to par with this beautiful kitchen of her girlfriend's. So Debbie decided to start designing her own aprons. and she's my aunt. And then when I saw what Debbie was doing, I said, hey, if you need any help, I'll partner with you. And then from that point on, we became Tega Aprons and started it as an actual company. But yeah, it was Debbie's idea. It was just kind of a whim. She just decided that her girlfriend needed an apron, started to look, and then she used her own creativeness and looked for fabrics and started developing these cute aprons.
How did you get the name Tega?
Right. Isn't that a cool name?
That name is quite funny. Her and her girlfriends were playing Bunko one night, and they were trying to think of a name for this company. Everyone was trying to think of something creative, and they thought of, this ain't your grandma's apron. Well, Debbie decided that was too long, and then another girlfriend said, hey, why don't we just use the acronym? So that's where Tega was born.
That is so great.
That is awesome.
Well,
people often wonder, you know, Tega, what does Tega mean? And they always laugh or smile when we tell them.
Isn't that true? It is so true. My grandmother, you know, I grew up in a restaurant family, so not only were my grandmothers in the kitchen, my grandmother, my aunt, my uncles, and it was always so funny because we all they always wore aprons. It was never like, you know, it was just part of the staple of starting in the kitchen and cooking that you always have to have an apron on. So I appreciate it so much. You know, if there are other women or men out there listening to our show today and you know, are thinking about starting a business, what kind of advice would you give them in terms of, you know, the three most important factors about your business and what makes it work?
Well, I would definitely say, first of all, not being afraid to ask family or friends for help. That would be the number one way that we started our business and made us successful, just starting out asking for, you know, for help and not being afraid to do so. You'll be surprised how many people want to help you. So I would say get over your fears of asking people for help. Also, we use a lot of social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and I think, you know, if you're uncomfortable with social media, again, put your fears aside and take some classes because it really does affect your business in a most positive way. Another thing would be just networking with all the other professionals in your area, you know, not only nationwide through social media, but we belong to a couple networking groups here in our local area, and you wouldn't believe the people who are into video or who are into writing press releases, and every single person in the network group has their own niche, and everyone just helps each other out, and it doesn't cost anything. So I would say, you know, those are definitely three things that we really use to get off the ground.
We belong, Diana and I both belong to one of those great networking groups that that was formed, what, back in September when we were both really starting our businesses. And it has been, you know, it's not, as long as it's not a time drainer, those network, which ours is not, it's not a huge commitment. And the women that we've met have, you know, we love to help them and they love to help us.
Right.
And it's really, we've met some terrific, terrific women and connected, you know, a bunch of great connections.
Right. And, Peg, you mentioned social media. So let's talk a little bit about one aspect of Twitter and what do you say in your 140 character message that helps promote? Do you talk about a sale that you're having, a certain style? How do you promote yourself through Twitter? So if people are out there listening, want to know.
Well, of course, sometimes we do that. We talk about our sales. We put all of our blog posts on there. But most importantly is we just develop relationships with other followers and other Twitterers. So what we do is just develop relationships with these people, not necessarily promoting our aprons.
Right.
So, you know, we just, let's say you develop a relationship, a good relationship with 100 people on Twitter. Those 100 people will remember you when they are talking to others. And, you know, they will pass your name on or... that's how we kind of grow through Twitter. It's not necessarily throwing our aprons in their face every day. We just develop relationships, you know, develop friendships, and just what friends will do is they will help you. So it's just another way to develop relationships. That's kind of how we use it, more so than just advertising.
You know, people do say that there are those Twitter rules and etiquette is that you've got to be careful not to self-promote yourself all the time.
Right.
So I'm
right.
glad that you brought that up because it is important to you know, you could do it every so often, but Twitter is really about networking.
Right.
As if you were sitting at a restaurant in your local community and bringing that.
Evangelizing about other people's
right
products.
And, you know, supporting each other.
Right.
But it does, you know, Twitter does take time. So you have to dedicate like a half an hour a day to your social media marketing because it's important.
Yeah, it's I almost think it's a little bit longer than that. I'm just getting the hang of Twitter.
Yeah.
But I'm much more of a Facebook promoter. But, you know, I'm learning. I'm learning about Twitter. I really am. So.
Okay, so Debbie, what kind of questions do you have for Peg?
You know, I would love to know, you know, what kinds of outlets other than the Next Big Zing do you sell at? And how much is it for an apron?
Okay, our aprons range from $33 all the way up to $69, depending if you're going to order a children's, a woman's, if it's single-sided or reversible.
Oh, that's cute that you do a children's, like a matching one.
Yes, we do. We have, they can buy them singly or you can buy them as like a mother and daughter set. So yeah, all of our women's aprons do have matching children's aprons. So that's really cute. And we sell in some stores nationwide. We just started signing on sales representatives this spring. So, you know, hopefully if you talk to us in 6 months again, we'll be able to give you a list of multiple retail locations across the U.S. Hopefully that these sales reps will be able to accomplish. Otherwise, we do sell online at our website, which is Taiga Aprons, T-A-Y-G-A aprons.com. And that's where we do most of our retail is through that site.
Which is great. And on Deanna's website, if you go to the, which section is it in Deanna?
The women's. That's
on the women's section of her website and scroll until you find these cute aprons.
It's, right.
And
I'm
so
in my kitchen doing the review.
They're so cute and they make such great hostess gifts and they're just great to have in your house when you're cooking. You know, would you believe I don't own an apron? With the amount of cooking that I do. So I'm going to go to the Next Big Zing, and even though I'm on a strict budget, because I just bought a dog, but I really would like to go and buy one because I think they're so cute. And every girl who cooks needs to have an apron.
Yeah, it's really special. So what kind of challenges do you have? Oh, we have about a minute left till our break, Peg, but why don't you talk about like a big challenge that you overcame? Was it through production and manufacturing, or what kind of big challenge did you have to overcome?
Right. Our challenge that we had was we were having our aprons made locally, and we really needed to start ordering hundreds of aprons at a time. However, we didn't have the money up front to do that. So we were really frustrated where, you know, we needed to order hundreds of aprons, but yet we didn't have the money to do so. So we just had to we actually were cutting them ourselves and having local women sew them. And so we were only able to do a few dozen a week or something like that, and we just couldn't keep up. So we eventually just decided to go with it, and we ended up finding a manufacturer in Chicago, Illinois, and now that's where we have our aprons created. But that was a huge
challenge. That's where we live. We live in Chicago, Peg.
right on Rice Street. That's where our manufacturer is. So we have creating
USA.
Our aprons for us.
All right. Well, we're going to come back with Peg from Taiga Aprons in about a minute or two, so stay tuned.
Can it happen to you? Yes. We'll be right back with more Believe in Your Fairy Tale to make your zing come true. Right after these. Motherhood Incorporated proudly presents Military Mom Talk Radio, hosted by Tina Gonzalez and Sandra Beck, the owner of Motherhood Incorporated. Monday afternoons at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on TogiNet.com. Military Mom Talk Radio provides a powerful platform for women to discuss their ideas, issues, and concerns with respect to the military lifestyle. Military Mom Talk Radio encourages women to share their experiences of being a military wife and mother. The show is dedicated to educating military families on the resources that are available in both the public and private sector, and will share helpful information from women around the world. Topics range from helping a family member cope with post-traumatic stress disorder, to navigating government programs dealing with family issues, to the struggles of deployment along with being a work-at-home mother, both in and out of the home. For more information on the show and Sandra and Tina, go to MilitaryMomTalkRadio.com. Military Mom Talk Radio with Tina Gonzalez and Sandra Beck. Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TogiNet.com. Get ready for the Not-So-Soccer Mom Tuesday afternoons at 1 Eastern, noon Central on TogiNet with Jill Hickey. You name it, from politics to pop culture to Jill's search for the perfect bronzer and chicken salad. The Not-So-Soccer Mom will weigh in on it all. The sentence, "I have no opinion about that," is one that Jill has never uttered. In the early 90s, Jill finally decided to put her thoughts, opinions, mom advice, love of pop culture, hummus, and Starbucks, working out, cosmetic shopping, and politics into an actual website, and thus NotSoSoccerMom.com. Com was born. Shortly after her fourth child, a boy, Jerome, now she's really got tons of topics to share with you. This is Laugh Out Loud Funny, and we're not kidding. What's a loud Nebraska girl who lived in Little Rock for many years and now is up in the Northeast doing? Chronicling her opinions on everything. The wheels aren't off yet, but it's close. It's the Not-So-Soccer Mom with Jill Hickey, Tuesday afternoons at 1 Eastern, noon Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Believe in Your Fairy Tale to make your zing come true. Showing you how to make your own fairy tale come true, or how to make the fairy tales of others come true. Now back to your host, Debbie Glickman and Deanna Cohen.
Welcome back, everybody, to our second half hour and our last quarter hour. We are talking with Peg from Tega Aprons. Her aunt Debbie was the creator of these fantastic hostess aprons. You got to go to the website and really check out the fabrics and go through the nextbigzing.com so you can really get to see a cool review and see the product in action in my kitchen.
It's so cute because Deanna is one of the best cooks I know. Actually, she made, I have a new puppy, all you listeners. His name is Zam. His after like Zamboni, because we are a hockey freaky family, go Blackhawks. But, we literally just got him yesterday. He's laying on my lap, sound asleep. And Deanna, my dear friend Deanna, made him some homemade dog biscuits, which he's been like loving on since she brought them over. So I'm hoping that'll keep him sleeping through the night tonight.
Well, they are healthy, the homemade ones.
Yeah,
I don't have any. You know, our last guest Beth would have been appreciative. And I did wear my Tega apron when I was cooking them last night. Peg.
Oh, great. That's what I like to hear.
Yes. So let's, what would you like to tell people about, you know, being an entrepreneur and being a mom and balancing things? What would you like to share with everybody?
Well, that it's not easy. surprise.
Yeah.
Right.
How old are your kids, Peg?
I have one that is 4 and 2.
Oh, wow.
Your kids are really small.
Yeah, they still need me a lot.
Well, you know what? They need you forever. And, you know, the bigger the kid, the bigger the problem, they say. So, you know.
But she has them under tow all the time. So
right.
How do you balance that?
Well, I typically, what I like to do is wake up before they do in the morning. And I do a lot of my work on the internet in the morning. And then during nap time, as we speak, is when I do a lot of my phone calls. This is where I do all my phone calls, all of my work, talking to customers and vendors is during this time typically. And then if there's anything else, I do it at night. I've even been known to work till 5 in the morning, take a nap and wake up. You know, so it, whenever I'm not with my children, I really, really, really try to put them first. I really try hard. And sometimes I'm on the phone when they're playing and they'll get frustrated with me if I work around them. So I try not to do that so much.
You know, my kids are a little bit older and Deanna's kids are a little bit older, but, you know, still I feel that when they see, you know, they come down every morning and I'm working away and I have to, like, I have to talk to myself and say, okay, put everything on hold for the hour and a half until they're off at school and, you know, give them your full attention and talk to them about the day. And, you know, it shifts a little bit and it's a little bit different, but you know, the best thing I feel being a mompreneur working out of my home is that you can really have it all. If you can find the balance. And I think the biggest thing that I struggle with is when my kids are not home, that I really have to be very disciplined about working. Otherwise, the laundry gets in the way, the grocery shopping, the you know, I try and get the exercise out of the way first thing so I'm done and I can focus. We all have those balancing issues, which, you know, we struggle with. And, you know, then the husband comes home and he's like, what'd you do all day?
Right. Like they think we do nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's a constant balance that I think we all strive for is being stay-at-home mompreneurs. Right.
Absolutely. So can you tell us how many aprons you've actually manufactured? Do you know the number?
Oh, I don't know the number. We have a shipment coming in of like 450 this week or next week, we should. So I would, over the last few years, what we've done, a few thousand, I guess. So this is our biggest order coming in, you know, because we just started to get them made in Chicago last fall. So, you know, we started very slow because, you know, we didn't want to get tied up in the money without selling the apron. So we've been playing it pretty smart. And then, you know, hopefully our next order will be maybe 600 or 700.
Wow.
You know, I have a great admiration for you guys because you do produce your aprons in the United States. And it's very easy to go overseas, whether it be China or India or Taiwan, right, or wherever the labor is much less expensive. And we manufacture our Fairy Tale Wishes products here in the United States also because they're for children. And I like to know where they come from. And we have a lab here in Chicago. But I also, it was very important for me to give the United States the money and to boost our economy. And so we have a great admiration for when you're able to do that and you can keep it here at home.
Thank you. Yeah, we've had so many people tell us, if it's sales reps or stores, you know, it'd be a lot cheaper if you get it made somewhere else because typically there's a lot of stores, if they're not high-end middle stores, that won't take our aprons in because they feel they're too expensive. But we tell them that we really want to stay made in the USA, and we have people coming to us all the time saying, you know, it'd be so much cheaper. I can show you how to get them made overseas, and we just refuse. We have just been stubborn, and we will not change it. We feel very strongly about made in the USA. So if we are only in half of the many stores we can be in, then so be it. That's how it's going to be. You know, we're going to definitely stay made in the USA.
Good for you, because that'll be part of building your brand name. Is that you know that I think that now more and more people are looking for that made in the United States label because you know what, we're having troubles of our own here in the United States, and it's really important
to bring
when you can, and it's not always possible. No. It's not always possible, but if it is, and you don't have to sacrifice too much, then I just feel as a business person, I'd like to keep it here if you can.
Right.
Now, Peg, are you keeping with the aprons themselves? Are there any new products that are an offshoot from that?
We you know, in the mist, we're thinking of developing like the linen towels.
I was just going to say that would be fabulous.
Yeah.
Right. So we were thinking about pot holders and oven mitts, but we've decided that our competitors do that. They typically all do that. So we decided, and talking for some sales reps, they say, no, kitchen towels will go a lot faster. So if we add something, it'll be kitchen towels. We do have a few cookbooks on there from people that we have networked with. So we do sell cookbooks on our site as well.
You know, but, you should...
Those patterns, they're just so beautiful.
You know who you should talk to? On my website, TSP Spices.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, do you know who they are?
No, Sarah? I do not, but I'll have to go on there.
You know what? After the show, when I get back to the home office, I will send you their email. They're two gals, Sarah and Sarah, and they have these... Oh, my gosh, look at this little doggy. They have these little... they're little pouches of spice, and you guys should do some networking together. I think you guys are perfect for each other.
Perfect.
Absolutely. So, you know what, Peg, we are winding down our hour. We're going to probably go in a second, but, you know, we really appreciate having you on. Obviously, I love the apron that you sent me to review.
I'm getting one.
And Debbie says she's getting one. And we just really are thrilled to be a part of your success moving forward. And obviously, anyone that is listening can go through the next big zing under the women's category to find Tega. I'm standing in my kitchen with a beautiful apron and go buy some today. So thank you, Peg, and tell Debbie we said hi.
Yes, thank you guys so much. It was fun.
All right, take care.
Take care. Good luck to you.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Another hour that flies by.
Always does.
I know. So what's happening next week?
We have a really interesting guest. She sounds really interesting.
I know.
Her name is Deborah Burnt. I hope that I'm pronouncing it right. And she's a certified hypnotherapist.
Okay.
And she has a book on Amazon. It's a top 10 book on...
On relationships.
It's on like how to get the love you want kind
right.
of thing, how to find your perfect life partner. I will put, and for all of you that are listening and want to find out about our show every week, go and become a fan of our Facebook page, which
right.
is Believe in Your Fairy Tale and Your Zing Will Come True. And you can always find out who our guests are and links to their pages and links to their website, or if you can find them on the next big zing, we let you know that too. And
ask us questions. We'll,
yeah, we'd love to get questions. If you have a question that you, we always check it right before our show, and we can give you the information. You know, we can get it and relay it to our guests.
Right.
Actually, I'm going to start posting our 800 number for guests to call in too. If you have a burning question and you're listening,
absolutely,
and you want some answers, feel free to give us a call. We're experienced enough now that we can have some callers, right?
Yeah. And then our second half hour next week is Karen from Your Royal Hiney. I mean, what a cute name.
So cute.
And I got to tell you, it's this little compact wipe container. Wait till you got to go onto the next big zing under kids and find, look at the review. It is so adorable and so smart. It's like patented. I mean, she really...
Right.
did the right thing because it's so different and something you don't see. So we'll talk to Karen next week about it.
That's great. That's
so
great.
Anything new with Fairy Tale Wishes?
Fairy Tale Wishes. Well, we're waiting for some inventory
right.
To come in, and camp is coming up. So if you're sending your kid to summer camp, be sure to get a bottle of Happy Camper
spray. I know.
Spray
I can't
to
wait
send.
To send one to Spencer.
It's really a fun little product. I was talking on Brenda Nixon's show this morning, The Parents' Plate. On TogiNet also. She's a Her Insight host. And we were talking about separation anxiety with kids and kind of phases that they go through. And we were talking about how my sprays can be a helpful,
absolutely
helpful antidote to some of those common childhood problems.
Well, I'm telling you, still every night, Spencer, my 9-year-old, sprays the Sweet Dream spray on his pillow.
We
and
love
he, his, you should see his face. It like lights up.
Oh,
he's just like so happy to have it on his pillow.
Oh, and it smells really good, doesn't it?
And he had two friends over the other night and he sprayed it on their pillows.
Oh, Joey does that too.
Oh,
with his
my
friends.
Gosh.
They're like, what is that stuff? He's like, my mom makes these magic sprays. They're really cool smell. And they like hug their pillows. It's very
right,
cute.
Right.
Very
and so
sweet.
Are there any new stores that you'd like to mention?
No, not this week. But I did get my first order from Toronto, Canada.
That's cool.
So that was really cool. We had an article that appeared in the Toronto Star on the website about Happy Camper. And so that was good.
Very cool.
It was a great review. So all that stuff, you know, it all. It's building my brand.
Awesome.
And I've got this great new little puppy.
Aw, he's so sweet.
He's really cute.
Well, you can bring him next week to meet my dog.
Yeah, I'm going to have to because, you know, I can't leave him alone.
Right.
He's so sweet. He doesn't like to be left alone.
Aww. Well, here's the music. Bye, everybody.
Have a happily ever after.
And a zing of a day.
And we'll see you all next week.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a part of Believe in Your Fairy Tale.